There's nowhere in the world we cherish more than our home. At Grundig, this is what we think about as we design, as we invent, as we create. We have in mind one single thought, making your home the best place to be. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality, innovation, and craftsmanship. Visit grundig.com to find out more.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
Hi, we're Portugal the Man, and we chew peppermint gum specifically. This song's called Purple, Yellow, Red, and Blue.
Welcome to the Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. On the show today, we're welcoming in American psych pop group Portugal the Man. The band's been making records for over a decade, and for a majority of that, they were flying out at the prolific rate of one a year. However, it's now been 4 years since the last Portugal the Man LP, and that's partly down to them writing and scrapping a whole album after they found an old ticket stub for Woodstock Festival that inspired a whole new body of work.
Thank you.
Portugal, the man. Welcome to the Sessions at Midori House.
Thank you. Hello. Thanks for having us.
We've got three members of the band here, so why don't we go around and introduce each of you.
My name's Zach. I play the bass.
I'm John, and I sing.
I'm Eric, and I play guitar and also sometimes sing.
And you guys have just released a couple of months ago, released your album Woodstock. You were on a very steady run of releasing one album a year for a while, but there was a four-year gap for this one.
This just got so tiring. Nah, we were working the whole time. We recorded four albums worth of material in that time. We just overthought everything and decided to... We basically got a little too comfortable and we were living well outside of our means and writing really creative stuff, but we didn't really want to stop writing. And then it just really got kind of confusing to us and we didn't know how it all kind of gelled together. And so all that, and also at the time, politics in America happened to be going a little bit crazy. I don't know if you guys heard about that over here.
Matt, please tell me more.
Yeah, what's happening there?
Yeah, weird stuff happening over in America. And we were just finishing up our record, but since we had wrote those songs before that, none of our songs mentioned anything about what was going on in the political and social climate, and that felt really weird. We couldn't really put out something without mentioning the elephant in the room. So we decided to scrap everything and go back into the studio and just bring our instruments, go write some songs.
So then when you decide to scrap everything you've done and then you have a completely different idea for what you want your music to say and do, where do you start?
Something we've always done in the past that we didn't do this time is just name the record. And it took a trip back to Alaska and hanging out with my dad to really find the title for the album. And ultimately we called it Woodstock. And it was based on my dad's experience going to Woodstock and coming up to Alaska and getting away from everything and his reasons for that.
Yeah, I got exposed to Woodstock, the film, like right at the perfect time. The 25th anniversary was when I was really starting to get into guitar and starting to get into music. So I'm teaching myself a couple of chords and then I can, you know, see this constant, like they're just playing it constantly on public TV, and it's Santana and Jimi Hendrix and just this real-time lesson and Richie Havens and all this soul and passion, and connecting it to these sort of times in America of xenophobia and relating it back to Richard Nixon administration and McCarthyism and fear of the other and Woodstock and the Summer of Love 2 years before that being the reaction to that. Just recognizing that crowds of voices can change more about history than one president can. It's really inspiring. We're Portugal the Man, and this is So Young.
So young, just begun. Don't need to live to know what I'll become when you wake. Still in your makeup, you make it home just fine without breaking down. Man, that's so young.
That's so young.
Stay calm, we'll all just get along. Sit around, pretending like nothing's wrong. So long, love letter, letter. But you and I, we're gonna live forever. I don't need to make amends, but I'm done going undercover. I just wanna find a friend. I don't need another lover. One day the world may end, but there's still plenty to discover. Till then I'll just pretend I don't need another lover. So young, loaded gun, oblivious to what the trigger does. Will you wake up? We're never gonna make up. Got ammunition on a mission, gonna shoot you down. Man, that's so young.
That's so young.
The music that you scrapped to rewrite this album, is that ever going to see the light of day again? You were working on it with Mike D from Beastie Boys,
yeah,
weren't you?
It's really good. It's honestly some of the best
but
stuff
no
we've ever
knows,
done.
No one knows, because no one can ever hear it.
Yeah, it's really cool stuff. I mean, you just have to imagine, we were working with a Beastie Boy, and just his approach to everything is so it's just so unique. Like everything the Beasties did. I just remember the first time we went and met up with Mike in New York and went to their studio and just saw it as this. It was everything you'd hope the Beasties would do in a studio, and totally unexpected at the same time, because they wrote so many massive songs. You'd expect this state-of-the-art studio, but you walk in there and it looks like your mom's basement or a garage.
Punk rock stickers all over everything, and like
the worst instruments. Like the intonation is out on the guitars. Like it's all off-brand stuff. It's all this stuff that you would buy as a kid at a pawn shop. You'd go and buy the $100 guitar and start playing, and that's what they did. And that's, I mean, to me, that's the most inspiring thing you could ever see, is that these three kids wrote multiple hit songs on just the closest instrument to them.
So what's that like when you go into the studio for the first time? Were you intimidated?
Yeah, you're kind of
intimidated. Like when you get invited into that situation, it's a lot better because you feel welcome there. It's not like we just showed up at a party. But yeah, hell yeah, it's intimidating.
It was funny how he put it too. Remember, we went in there, we had a day off, we were on tour, and we went in, and he's like, hey, do you guys want to come check out the studio? Of course we said yeah. And then he's like, so, do you guys want to like make some music or like work on a song together? No, you guys are like, you guys got a day off, you don't want to, you wouldn't want to work on music. And we're just like, nah, man, it's cool. We'll hang with yez. And it was pretty rad. And we got weird real quick with music. It was fun.
I mean, you work with Danger Mouse on the new album as well, and then other cool people like Mary Elizabeth Winstead guest vocals on the last song.
I had no idea
she was even a singer. How did that come about?
Yeah, she actually has a record with Dan the Automator from a few years ago. That's great. I mean, I always knew she could sing because of that record, and she's within our circle of friends and just kind of somebody that we knew. Originally, Soko had done a vocal for Noise Pollution, and she wrote the French lyrics and all that stuff. It just came down to the wire. We hadn't cleared Soko, and Soko was traveling, and she had a bunch of stuff going on. So I called up Mary pretty much like right before the song was released, right before we shot the video, and just asked if she would sing all the French lines and see if she could do it. And she went into her closet and recorded it all onto her iPhone, and that's what's on the record.
Beastie Boy style, man.
It's like, yeah, so you don't need the closet, studio.
Yeah, like, bring your iPhone. Microphone. I got a microphone right in my pocket.
Yeah.
I'm like, sure, let's go.
We're Portugal the Man. This is Feel It Still.
Tell myself, think I'll dust them all, put them back up on the shelf, in case my little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kids now. I've been feeling it since 1966. Now, might be over now, but I feel it still. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kids now. Let me kick it.
Leave it with a baby.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guests were Portugal the Man, and their latest album, Woodstock, is out now on Atlantic and Warner Records. The bands are on tour around North America for the rest of the year. Find out more information at portugaltheman.com. This show was mixed by Kieran Banerjee and produced by me, Holly Fisher. Tune in at the same time next week when we'll have more brilliant live music. But for now, thanks for tuning in.
At Grundig, we're proud of the quality, innovation, and craftsmanship that goes into everything we do. Grundig's audio products are no different. The highest standard of sound with the finest design forms. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality and innovation. Visit grundig.com to find out more.